Morning. I am requested by the chairperson of this portfolio committee, in consultation with the whip of the committee, that I should stand in temporarily until the chairperson and the whip have arrived. The problem with them, they are held up in a meeting with the chief whip. That meeting started this morning around 8:30, and he thought that by this time he would have been here. And he felt that to keep people here idling, rather we should start the meeting. When they arrive, I will fade in a way that is very dignified so that he can assume his position. And as such, I am tendering their apologies. I think both Satukora, the whip, the honorable member Cedric Frolic, the chairperson of this committee, honorable member Putana Kombela, they are in that kind of a situation. I'm sorry for that. So I will stand in the meantime. That's the mandate that I've been given. Yes, honorable member.
Chairperson, if I could respond, you know, I really and fully understand their absence. After yesterday, I would also have been absent, Chairperson.
let I reserve my comment for later. And I will relay the message to Putana. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. May I take this opportunity in welcoming all members of this portfolio committee, including our guests for this morning, the stakeholders, who will be making a presentation about their mobile sports centers to improve, with the intention to improve our areas, our rural communities, or our disadvantaged communities in sport. Surely their intention is to put their shoulder on the wheels in improving the lives of our communities in those rural areas. I understand that they were here last time, and they promised that they will come back to make this kind of a presentation today, so that we are all equal in as far as the information is contained in their documents. So, without saying much, the stakeholders or our guests today are from Muman stakeholders. So they will be making their presentation, and they are led by their leader, who will introduce his or her delegation. Amongst us here is the fully portfolio committee members, with the apologies of the three gentlemen, and we are a diverse committee comprised of from the various political parties that are here. So feel free, give us the information so as to finish off the job. Without saying, my name is Lito, my name is Suka. I'm not the chairperson, I'm a member of this portfolio committee. I'm just acting on behalf of the chairperson. Once again, thank you very much. The Paul Junior Court, the leader of the delegation. I'm not sure who, I don't want to take for granted, but my instincts are telling me that they are led by a woman. My instincts. Thank you very much. Over to you.
Your instincts are correct, Mr. Acting Chairperson. Yeah. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Fatima Hepati. I'm the Director of Sports Fields for Africa. And before we begin today's proceedings, I'd like to thank the portfolio for giving us opportunity to present our multi-sport system, the Moorman Court. As you can see, we've handed out the presentation. It's a short presentation, and the structure of the presentation is very simple. I'll first give you a brief introduction to our company. Thereafter, we'll move on to the product, the uses for the product. Then we move on to our commitment to social development and responsibility. And of course, the all-important question of cost. And lastly, we'll end this presentation with a Q&A segment. During this segment, please feel free to ask any questions, queries, or comments that have been plaguing you throughout the presentation. Our company, Sports Fields for Africa, is a fairly young company. We were established in 2009 under the auspice of the Sedcus Group. They have been involved in sports for over 25 years. Central to our company is the empowerment of women, and that is represented in our staff complement. As you can see, needless to say, I am female, and I am the director of the company. My two senior members are Mrs. Itiya Dokrat, who is not with us today, but she is also a black female who is a quantity surveyor. Our next senior member is Mr. Tariq Dokrat, who I believe you've met, and you will meet later in this presentation. We also have a staff complement who support our staff. They consist of 25 members. Now, our mission is to provide every South African athlete with world-class facilities. We also believe in the upliftment and the empowerment of local labor. Therefore, we believe that we're going to transfer internationally acclaimed concepts and ideas to our local labor forces. Part of our mission is to be the world leader, both in South Africa as well as throughout Africa, in providing and upgrading of sports facilities. We also understand that the end user of our product is ultimately communities. Therefore, we envision all our multi-purpose sports concepts to be accessible as well as sustainable for all communities. We also see sports as a tool that can be used to integrate many social diversities. Sport can also be used as something to uplift underprivileged communities. Our main area of business includes artificial turf, various types of court, timing devices, seating, as well as the above-listed products. I now hand over to Mr. Tariq Dokrat, who is our senior member, who will take you through more detail of the product that we are presenting today, the Moorman Multi-Sport System. Mr. Tariq Dokrat.
Thank you, Fatima, for that introduction. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, my name is Tariq Dokrat, and I'm a sales member for the Moorman Multi-Sport System. What is the multi-sport space? The multi-sport space is the only place which allows various sports to be practiced in one installation. The multi-sport space seeks to forge a closer relationship with young people by offering fun and learning. The multi-sport space aims to provide easy access to its users, promote fair play, to create a place for everybody, to create social integration, and to beautify our communities. As you might have seen the product, I'm going to just show you a picture as well of the system. There are four key technical characteristics of this product. Firstly, it's the HPL panels, which I'll be passing around, the steel structure, the anti-vandalism net, and the synthetic turf. The HPL panels, this is a 12mm thick panel, which is flame-resistant and also weather-resistant. These panels have also great noise reduction capacity, and it also has an anti-vandalism feature, which is there's an easy removal of graffiti by use of turpentine. So if there's any community where they vandalize products or they feel the need to vandalize products, it's easily removable. Another key feature of that HPL panel is that it can be easily branded so to create income for that community. For example, I'll illustrate this further. In a 40 by 20, which is our biggest installation, there are approximately 92 panels on the system. This can have double-sided branding capabilities, and this allows the community to generate some sort of income to sustain that facility and their communities. The steel structure is a 3mm thick tubing steel. It has an degreasing process, and thereafter it's finished with the dust powder coating. This powder coating gives it its anti-corrosive properties, and also it has resistance to UV rays. The anti-vandalism net, which you will be feeling in your hand right now, is a net that has hardened steel cable in it, and it's covered with a nylon casing. That net also has polyamide clips on the vertices of the net. This polyamide clip with the hardened steel gives it its properties of anti-vandalism. The synthetic turf, which will also be passed, is a short pile turf. The reason we use a 12mm short pile turf and not the conventional ones that are used in football pitches, which are between 40 to 60mm turf, is that we want it to be a multi-sports venue. If you're going to use a longer pile turf, you're not going to get the ball bounce for sports such as basketball, handball, and tennis. Also, with regards to the turf, if it's a short pile, it allows for wheelchair sports and disabled people to use that facility. The places where we'd like to install these systems are in hotels, spas, community areas, universities, beach locations, shopping malls, youth centers, or even in built-up areas. Maybe, for example, like Cape Town CBD. There's not much space available, so what type of sports venue can you put in a small area? This is the ideal system as it ranges from a size 20 by 10 to a 40 by 20 meter court. The sports that are available with the system are basketball. As you'll see, there are basketball hoops on either end of the system. Handball could be used with the goalposts that are provided there. You could also use it for action hockey. Five-a-side soccer. Netball, you'll ask me why netball. Netball can be played also, you just put set up hoops at either end of the field. Volleyball and tennis. The volleyball net and tennis net are poles that are inserted into the center of the court. We create a special spot for them. It can be removed when you want to be playing your soccer, use it as a soccer venue as well. All you do is you lower the net for volleyball, or you raise the net for volleyball, and you'll lower it for tennis. It's also well suited to wheelchair sports. You'll see the picture here. They play in wheelchair sports. This is in Spain. The standard sizes range from 20 by 10, which is the most popular, to 40 by 20. We've so far imported 40 by 20. We've installed two of these courts. One would have been in the Free State province in Cornelia, and the other one would be in KZN with the Department of Sports of Free State and KZN respectively. However, these systems are modular systems. They could also be custom-made to suit a particular area or location. The international applications in Spain, the Royal Spanish Football Federation, and in Andorra, the Andorran Football Federation endorsed this product. This product was also endorsed by the UEFA Hat-Trick Program, which was carried throughout Europe. In Ireland, they're also using it on the UEFA Hat-Trick Program, and in Saudi Arabia, a mobile company has offered to buy 100 courts from Mooman. The all-important question of cost comes into play, and a 20 by 10 is in the region of 750,000 rand, excluding VAT, and a 40 by 20 is in the region of 1.5 million rand. This price point includes the laying of a concrete slab, which is required to install the system. Our social responsibility program, being a very young company in our infancy, and because we were started off by the Sedgwick Group, we do all our social responsibility with the Sedgwick Group. They got a preschool, pre and primary school with over 350 learners in Vereeniging, which is 100% non-profit organization, and it's run by the Sedgwick Group. They've also given in the past a donation of soccer kits to Minister Sofile for the June 16 game. They run a number of bursary funds for university-going students. They also have a mobile clinic, which they send out to rural areas once a week. They sponsor quite a bit for cricket development. They are the sponsors of BES. They are the agents of BES Vampire in South Africa. Our South Africans are scoring quite a lot of runs with their BES, so they do a lot of social responsibility by distributing cricket equipment. They also run a soup kitchen in Cape Town and in Johannesburg. Thank you for the presentation. Any questions that I might take?
Thank you. Any additions from your team before I allow questions?
No.
Thank you very much for that brief, but very important. In fact, not brief, expensive, because according to your document. Thank you very much for that presentation. Any questions? I see two hands simultaneously. Mr. from the DA? Honorable member. Thank you very much. In that sequence. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Mr.
Doctor.
After I study, maybe I'll just please make me clear. On this multiple facility that you're bringing to us, I can see they play different sports, but I want to know, in the same setup, you can play different sports. You just change the poles. I just want to be clear.
Yes, in the same system, you'll play the same sports. You'll see that your football poles and your basketball poles are permanent structures.
Okay.
Your volleyball and tennis net, that you can take out as well, so you just remove it. What we could do is we put line marking in different colors for different sporting codes, or you could have it that you don't put line marking. In Europe, they don't put the line marking purely to have it as a social integration tool, because when you were a kid, when you used to play sports, park, soccer, net, you'll make your own rules, like two passes or three passes. You don't have to play rules as per the sporting code. You could use it purely as a sporting code facility, or you could use it for kids to determine what rules they want to make, how many teams, how many players, and all the rules that go with the facility as well.
It's not a dialogue, Chair. I just have a follow-up.
A follow-up? All right.
It's not a dialogue. You see, this is an important structure, which we appreciate it. But now, my question would be, that's why I'm asking you if it's removable and online. If you come to a developmental state like South Africa, you might find that some of the people are not even aware how to draw the lines. You know, like I take this structure to Fortunate Middle Dresses, yes, I'm from Middle Dresses. I just know a volleyball court.
Yeah.
It has got those lines. That's all I can play.
Yeah.
I know netball to be. So if on that issue, what do you do if there are no, do you have any maybe removable, what you call it, maybe removable, or you can paint and remove, or is it better to have the permanent? You see, it's better because if we take this out, we must know that what we are talking about.
You see, if
just hold on. Can you just note the questions so that we take two or three questions at a time,
okay.
So that you respond, you know? Otherwise, it will be a dialogue and a follow-up after a follow-up. I've noted the Honourable Member, Mr. McKenzie, followed by Honourable Member, Donald Lee, and so on. Thank you very much, Mr. Prince. You are recognized.
Thanks, Chairperson. My question really is on the practicality of the users. Can they play barefoot? Is that surface going to hurt their feet? Or do they have to have specialized shoes? And if there are shoes, can they have shoes with studs? I think that's very, very important, particularly in the disadvantaged communities. The other question that I have is, when I look at the fencing, I see that there are some metal poles. Now, clearly, if you're playing football or whatever, is there any protection for the actual player, padding that can be added to the, if you look at that picture, to cover up the poles, because I'm sure that if there's a big tackle, someone's going to get hurt. Thank you.
Thank you. You are noting. Surely you are noting. Right?
Yeah.
Hold on a little bit. And remember, Mr. Dodd?
Chairperson, you know, you don't have to convince me that we need these facilities. Oh, let's say this type of facility. You don't have to convince me that. It is needed. This is a way of taking sports facilities to the people, Chairperson. Now, but then it must be affordable and it must be of quality, of good quality. Those are the two things that are very, very important. Now, I want to know one. These things, can they be indoor too? In other words, where we have community halls, can it happen inside the hall too? Because in many of these areas we have community halls. And sometimes it's much easier and safer to have these things inside than outside, right? That's the question. Then the other thing, Chairperson, I see that you have a social responsibility sort of program too. And I see that you are giving, you know, that you gave some money to the minister. That's good and fine. But we also have a structure in South Africa called the Sports Trust. And we are supportive of that trust. I say we, as we sit in here, because they come and report to us too. Because you see, the problem that we have is that many of these sports people, the moment they get elected, they play on these things, they get elected, and they can't get anywhere else. They can't get anywhere because it needs money to take them to places. At the end of the day, it's about the rich can get somewhere, and those with talent but no money, they get nowhere. And the sports trust is a vehicle for us to assist such kids. In other words, if we do this, then we must help kids to get somewhere too. And the avenue that we normally use is the sports trust. So I would sort of want to urge you. I suppose perhaps you know about sports trust.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, and perhaps have a word with them too. Because through them, you can also achieve something else that we really want to achieve, to assist those kids financially.
Thank you. That's the first round of questions. The first one was around, can they play with barefoot on this turf?
With regard to the turf, they could use barefoot. I mean, it's an artificial turf. It's a 12-millimeter pad. You'll feel it. It's balanced with silicate sand to give it support and structural stability. With regard to soccer boots, it's not recommended to use your normal soccer boots. But any other shoe, a techie, a normal sports techie could work, an indoor soccer boot could work. Any other type of shoes are suitable to the system. With regards to the poles, just to give you an idea, that the product has been manufactured in Spain. So with regards to the, it's manufactured under strict quality control standards. Like we have in South Africa, the SABS standards. In Europe, it's called the TUV rating. German TUV rating. That's with regards to safety as well as quality control. So the poles have been certified by the German TUV rating as a safe environment for kids to play soccer on. I do understand that there might be, you could get an injury out of falling on a pole because it's been sealed. There is a possibility of putting it, covering it up in foam if you'd like to cover it up in foam if you feel the need to. Overseas, they don't do it that way. They use it as, because it's determined to be a rating of safety. They take it as it is. Does that answer your question, sir? All right. Moving on to the second question of quality standards. The product is guaranteed. Certain elements are guaranteed for longer, but in total, we guarantee the product for over a period of 2 years. With regards to the artificial turf, that has a 4 to 5 year guarantee on the turf itself. The panels are guaranteed for 6 years. The steel component of the system has a guarantee against corrosion and for 8 years. So it's a very good quality product. We are looking at the possibility of manufacturing locally if the product takes off in the country. Reason being, we feel that South Africa has the capabilities to manufacture the steel as the European standard, and we would like to create local work. I mean, obviously, that will also make our price much cheaper to the people. Does that answer your question? I think with regards to the indoor facilities, it can be used as indoor or outdoor. You're not restricted. The only thing is we need a level surface, a concrete surface, so that when we bolt the steel into the ground, it will stay there. With regards to the sports trust, we will look forward to taking the product to them and seeing what we can do with them and work on them with it.
Sorry, can you switch off yours down there, please?
Thanks, Chair. You know, one of the challenges, I also want to agree with Honorable Lee that we really need this. But one of the challenges of access to facilities is the cost of maintenance. Is this maintenance free, or what is the cost of maintaining the facility?
Thank you. Completely.
Well, thanks, Chair, and thanks for the presentation. I just wanted to check whether this, you have made this similar presentation to other provinces. Yes, you are saying Free State and Gauteng. do have these facilities, but other provinces, have you gone to those provinces? What was the response? Thank you.
Good question. Mr. van der Linden?
I'm happy to see this product. We are sitting, especially in the rural areas, where we've only got grass fields. I'm from a sport called hockey. And, I mean, in the rural areas, you've got the quality players, but no artificial fields. And when you go to Trance to play on Astro, you're out. So for me, I'm actually happy. I'm just want to hear, is this available bigger also? Can it be bigger also than the 20 by 40? What will the cost be if there's already a cement, it's already laid in there? Will the cost be half of it, or what will the cost be if that's already available?
Any other question, ma'am? Comment, Tali?
Last page.
That is the social responsibility. Before the social responsibility.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Because I'm still excited about this topic, but for the first time I agree with DA.
And it won't be the last time.
For the first time I agree. In terms of the cost, I can see they're both cost. I just want to know, I think my question is more similar to Honorable Funaralinda, to say that if 40 by 20 is 1.5, do you also need, let me say, a province to set up a structure, or you can do that for them, then there's an extra cost for that. I just want to understand, because you said it must be in a level. And also, if more similar question to Honorable Sergei's question, to say that, where have you gone to? Not only government, we've got different municipalities. You don't need to go to them, all of them, just send the presentation, this is what we have. Because to me, Honorable Lee, I see myself in visiting the rural state street, playing, teaching kids on this. And also, if you have this, I can see you say it's what I know, tough rain-wise, our weather is different from Europe. Okay? What are the implications on that? Maybe to cover it, you see, because it's very important for us, even the storage part of it, you know. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that's quite a couple of questions. Over to you.
With regards to the first question on cost of maintenance, the system doesn't really need any maintenance apart from if the system has been vandalized or due to negligence been broken. You feel the boards alone, the strength of the boards, take quite a bit, and I tested it myself, kicked it a number of times, and it hasn't broken. If that board does break, then obviously we have to come in and replace it at a cost. Obviously it's guaranteed if it's under normal, if there's a manufacturing fault on the system. That's the guarantee is on the system. But the normal maintenance that will be required is after maybe 6 years that the turf be replaced, because that's the lifespan of the turf. The rest of the system, being because it's been steel, the board's been very durable, should last longer than that. So there's no real maintenance to the system unless there's been vandalism taking place on the system. The system doesn't promote vandalism. It won't allow it easy access to get vandalized. All the screws that are in the system get covered with a plastic dome covering. So it's not where someone is going to come in and try to fiddle with the system and try to remove the boards or remove the steel. Once it's installed, it's meant to last for a long time. Right. That's, hope that answers the question on the maintenance. She wants to add something to that.
Now, I'd just like to add that, as you can see from the picture, the entire system is made up of individual elements. So if a particular element is broken, one only needs to replace that particular element. So the cost incurred will only be for that particular element that's been damaged. So hence you can see it will definitely reduce your cost.
Okay, with regards to presentation in other provinces, we have done quite a few presentations. We were at the Soccer X two soft access to be quite. We've presented to Northwest Province, we've presented to Gauteng, we've presented to Free State, we've presented to KZN. Limpopo, I just did a presentation a month ago with them as well. Eastern Cape, we met them at SOCAS, with the MEC for sports for Eastern Cape. I think only Western Cape was the only province that I really didn't get to meet or didn't send out a presentation. And Northern Cape, yeah. Mpumalanga, I did do a presentation as well. Sorry, I didn't mention that. I did do a presentation to Mpumalanga as well. But not really. But we were two soccer actors, so we did try to do it. We did offer also quite a few of the provinces discounted rates for the first two installations. We brought two installations just by chance, trying to take the marketplace. We offered it to the Department of Sport also when Mr. Dan Moyo was in charge of the 2010 committee. Nothing happened of that. So Free State decided to take the discounted rate and KZN. So those two were the first two installations done. With regards to size, as you go bigger, obviously the cost incurred will be more. If you're thinking for a hockey facility, I'm not sure if that's what you're getting at a hockey facility, then we do have other product. We distributors of Mondo Artificial Turf as well. They do also athletic tracks. They've done the past 9 Olympic Games, so they're a big company with regards to sports flooring and sports facilities. The purpose of this type of product, I wouldn't suggest to go bigger than 40 by 20. Reason being, it incurs your cost a lot more because of the steel components and the HPL panels. If you're looking at a hockey facility, we'd rather do entry-level or a medium-sized hockey pitch with artificial turf. It's quite similar to that type of system, depending on whether you want a water-based system or sand-filled hockey facility. This system is sand-filled because it's a multi-purpose. If you want to do it at level one hockey facility and you want to do competitions, you have to go the water-based route. However, I don't advise bigger than 40 by 20, because you want to keep it a multi-purpose venue. Once you go more than 40 by 20, it becomes difficult to play your basketball, your volleyball within that system. I think there's one or two more. All right, with regards to the concrete being laid on the system, it does reduce your cost, obviously. On a 40 by 20, out of my head, just working calculations, it's about 250,000, even if you break it down. The cost of concrete to pour the 13 centimeter thick concrete to the excavations, compact the natural ground, and that's the dead cost on doing a concrete on 25 MPa concrete. That's what you'd reduce the system by. We don't make really money out of the concrete part. We do that. We try to use the local labor force. We don't come in ourselves and do it. We use people in the local areas so that they get a better job by doing the installation. This price is including us coming to the facility. It takes 1 week for us to send our technical team down and install the system. So we do the whole setup of the system. We oversee that the concrete is done correctly, and we try to use the local labor force in that area on that. In terms of weather conditions, it can sustain rain. It's designed to sustain rain. The corrosion, I mean, with regards to the steel components of it, it goes the same under the same anti-greasing process and powder coating as what Renault car goes under. So it will last in our, basically in KZN, in Cape Town, even with our UV rays, the turf is designed to take the UV rays and our rainfall as well.
I see two, three hands. Mr. Musa, is your head up? Musi and Stanley and honorable member Donald in that sequence. And the last one will be Comrade Craig.
Yes, you are
recognized. Thank you, Chairperson. It's just a short follow up from the last answer that you made. That in as much as it can sustain itself from rough weather, would it in for instance areas that are too sandy, you know, that's too windy, would the wind not a lot of sand pile on this and eventually, you know, not seen?
Yes,
Thank you, Chair.
All right. The next one, COVID, Tandy.
I'll tell you once again, Chair. Maybe I'm forward if you're still taking questions. What I was going to recommend also, rather to say that since there's a new department in Parliament, in there's a new Minister of Rural Development and Rural Development, I forgot. It would be important for this committee as well as to also recommend that the presentation be made, that because they would know the need more than, I'm not saying we don't know the need, that there's a real need or of this, because it's important that you might also know, because they know which area to develop more, because I believe if we say we are a caring government, and it's a year of action, by the way, Mr. Honorable Lee, so action must take place, and it would be nicer to have such in South Africa. I speak as an honorable member of the African National Congress. As a chair and as I know he's agreeing with whatever that I say. So you won't disagree. But to further say that, because Honorable Lee, to further also recommend that, I know there are still other questions in terms of infrastructure, but when something new comes to us, we have to question whether it's the whole 2 hours. Recommend also to also other portfolio committees like culture, because we said it can also be a social responsibility, if social integration, because that's what in most of cases that we lack, because we always think of facilities committees in terms of sport, but rural development would be first start to be. I don't know who you met in Gauteng, because I come from Gauteng, because of the new a minister in terms of infrastructure development, you know, because these are the things that are discussed. That's why we're asking you, who have you met? Because as much as we are here to present you, we are also here to advise you where to go to. And if Western Cape belongs to South Africa, whether it's controlled by DA or not, you must go there. If you've got problems, you must come to the ANC. We'll deal with Mr. Lee. Thank you.
All right, can we take the next one on my list? Mr. Donald, please.
Yeah, you want to come to the
DA,
you come to
me,
sir.
I'll
chairperson.
Your mic on, please. You know, I want to compare apples with apples. In other words, the question is there another company doing the same type of producing the same facility as yours in South Africa? The last one would be Honourable Member, comment please.
Oh, thanks, Chairperson. My last comment I will say to the moment that they have to present these two different municipalities around this country. I think they will also have interest as they are dealing with local delivery. And my last question also is on the, do you have any partnership with Parliament? Because I'm seeing the emblem of Parliament in your document. Can you clarify the message?
All right, the last take from me would be, you are saying on your first part that it is, you are under the auspices of Sedgard, yeah. Is it a South African company?
Yes.
Sedgard. I thought it's the home of Sedgard and other trade stores. And the second one, on your last page, I must commend you for your social responsibility, because if you have donated 100,000 to the minister for the games of June 16th in Middle Drift, we need to commend you on that, because it's not that you've not noticed what you've done in terms of your social responsibility. But also, I just want to check on your bursary fund. Can you elaborate a little bit on that one, so that we check in terms of how many or where, who has benefited, and where are those learners or students at the moment? Just want to clarify my mind and again under sponsorship. If you talk cricket development, are you talking a particular province or the South African? You know, just explain to us on that one. And then if you speak of soup kitchen, Cape Town, which area is that soup kitchen? Because it could be that Mr. Lee has got a soup kitchen somewhere. just those few questions. Otherwise, the chairperson has arrived, and I want to give him the reins before he torpedoed me. Chairperson, the presentation was made by our guests, and we were just interrogating their questions based on the presentation. Here is the booklet, and which is quite a good presentation. The director of the company is here, written. So I'm saying they've made quite a very clear presentation to us. Thank you.
Thank you. First question. First, I would like to greet the chairperson. Good morning, sir. Thank you for giving us this opportunity. First question, the wind on the system with regards to sand. The system is a sand-based system, the artificial turf. So if any excess sand falls onto the system, you probably would have to remove it with a heavy-duty brush just to brush it off the system. That would affect the play, obviously, if it piles up and continues to pile up. So obviously, you just have to brush it off the system. That's the only thing that will need to be done with regards to that. With regards to the second question of another company producing the same product, in South Africa, there's no other competition with regards to the system. Obviously, your normal multi-purpose tennis courts, which we also do, there's plenty of people do that type of product. But with regards to this, with a boarding system, anti-vandalistic features in it, there's no other company in South Africa that does this kind of system. To the lady who asked for the use of the emblem, I'm very sorry if I was not supposed to do that. It was just that it was to a presentation to Parliament, so I used the parliamentary logo on it. Under the auspices of Sedgers, being a new company and a young company, we got a loan from Sedgers to start our company. Also, Sedgers gave us the opportunity because they could not handle taking on more products. With us having a construction background, the director being a civil engineer, senior manager being a quantity surveyor, we felt the need to go into this market. We went to Spain and we tied up two agencies, one which is Mondo, which is a world leader in athletic tracks, basketball facilities, volleyball courts. You can see their website as well. And Muman, we had the opportunity to sign them up. So Sedgers just gave us a kickstart in our system to get up on our feet. The bursary fund that is run is not it's something that's run for a long time now. Over 50 learners, ranging from doctors to lawyers. Anyone that comes to us, we probably review the system. Most of the people that have used the bursary fund is in Vereeniging in the Gauteng region, because that's where Sedgers is based. So we tackle our communities first, and then obviously if there are people from outside, we look at them as well. With regards to cricket development, Sedgers is a key supplier to Cricket South Africa. With regards to MTN, also supporting, sponsoring of players, a lot of the players that have come through the ranks have been sponsored at youth level. Guys like Hashim Amla now on our sponsorship, but that's obviously at now at the marketing level. But people that are under 15, under 13, we've done a lot of with regards to cricket development in Western Cape. Mr. Nabil Dean, Mr. Rushdie Majid, they can vouch for the people that we've sponsored with cricket equipment throughout the years. Our Sook Pichan is running Mitchell Plain. Mr. Rushdie Majid runs it for us. We fund it for him. It's a non-profit organization. He's running it totally with no profit coming out of it for him. So that's who's running our soup kitchens in Cape Town. Any other questions?
Yes, Tandy.
No, I just wanted to check if Honorable Lee does not get any tender for the soup kitchen.
I have ruled on that matter. Thank you. Honourable members, thank you and good morning. I want to apologize for arriving late, and then we were dealing with the matters of the junior members of the ANC who participated in the debate yesterday. So the ANC was trying to quantify what junior means. So that is where I was delayed, Donald. I'm sorry for for that.
I think it's a bad case.
No, thanks for the distance, and then I'm happy that the presentation has been made, and then because I didn't want the presentation should be done to me. I wanted members of the committee to buy in on the presentation and understand what is going on there, because our interest in the portfolio committee is the type of facility that our children is not going to shock them when they get to Ellis Park and see almost a similar type of facility, or at the in Port Elizabeth, in their own stadium or anywhere else. But again, because of the problem around water and all those other things, then these kind of things that you presented to me, I felt that it is important because it doesn't need water to be put there, the pipes and anything, but it is something like quality for basic things for children and in the communities to be there. But I've heard Comrade Tandy talking about this matter being coined with rural development. She's absolutely right, because and corporate governance. But corporate governance, I've got skeptical thing about corporate governance. I don't have confidence in that department. I want to be on record very clear, not. Because if you recall, the ANC have taken a decision in Polokwane around the MIC fund, that because this MIC fund, in the past 4 years, it has been in corporate governance, it has not built anything more than 5 facilities. And it's not a secret. It's because we have gone back from 444 facilities per year to 4 in 4 years. And that kind of department can't instill confidence to this committee, maybe to anybody else, but not to us. So that is why we will not, will be very skeptical for this thing to be given to corporate governance, because it has no capacity and it has no will to put basic facilities for our people. I'll say it at any time, anywhere. Because the ANC could have not, when it's doing a re-examination in a conference of the ANC, makes a decision that MIC must go back to sports and recreation. And from there, it is a battle when that should happen. And then we're taking this kind of a noble idea again and put it back to a corporate governance. I don't think we have to do that. We will deal with it, but finally, it is not our interest that it should be at that terrain and at that department. And the local government is relevant, but it's a relevant department as rural development. But the key department that is very relevant is the sports and recreation. And I would say to you, if members have not proposed that, we are having a structure that is called MINMEC. It's ministers and the MECs of all provinces, including the one of the ID, under the auspices of DA in the Western Cape. And then he attends that meeting. And in that meeting, if you present this thing, and all MECs in different provinces have an understanding, then because they're having their own budget, the provinces on their own, they will be in a position to tell you how, when the national department makes a buy-in on this matter, then they're able to complement and all that. But with local government also, it's very important. But the two key important levels that deals with direct putting of facilities is a national department and that structure called MINMEC, where the MECs and all that. Because if you do this thing, it's going to stay there for more than 20 years and kids are going to be able to do that. And it's a multi-purpose type of a thing where even people on the wheelchair would walk in there and go and play, whereas now, as we speak, there's no way where we're doing those kind of things. So I think when you presented that, I was sure that members are going to find it very interesting, and that in the middle of Karoo, in the Western Cape, when you put that kind of a facility, it is a facility that our children are going to love most. That's why I ask you, why is it so hard? Is it not going to hurt the body and all that? And then you told me how that the whole thing is designed. But I think it's a good idea. And then when I hear from members, I found that they are almost saying it's a good thing, but it needs to be taken to authorities that have to process that. We will also ask about it. How far is this? Because from here, we will be referring you to the department. We will be asking the minister to call you to that MINMEC, and then so that
all other MECs now, you begin to move around in 9 provinces and set up this thing. But you told me last time that there is one in the Free State and there's one in another place. I don't know what the place, Western Cape or where?
Stenga.
Where?
Stenga.
Stenga, in KwaZulu-Natal. Okay. In the Eastern Cape and in the Western Cape, you have not done. It's critical in the Eastern Cape because it's a rural area, that place. Somewhere in Mkanduli and elsewhere, it's fine. Not that Stenga is not rural, but I'm just saying, I think it becomes relevant to those places. But I thank you for the opportunity and coming, and members listen to you, and then I'm sure if they believe in this project, and then they'll try that, we must begin to own it and all that. And usually, things of this nature, we bring them here so that everybody must have a buy-in. It must not be something that we're doing there, and then other members are not in a position to defend it. But we thank you very much for the presentation. In the absence of other questions on our members, I'm sure we can pass that and go to the next item, which is the last item. The honourable members, the be a reading debate on the safe, on the safety of sports and recreational events bill, and this bill is going to be debated on Thursday, and I can see is the last debate on Thursday in the plenary after the condolences and then of Mr. Schmidt Mantoshawalala, and then the Minister of Trade and Industry is also going to make a statement there, and from there there will be this reading of the sports and recreational event bill. So I'm asking members that go and prepare, and then that is something that we'll have to pass there in the parliament and agree, and then it must go. If there's any other matter, probably, and then we can discuss it. But anything other than that, I'm sure, the last thing. The Hyundai people are having this whole message.